Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
Welcome to Barbecue Nation with JT's After Hours. Conversation that took place after the broadcast ended.
Hey everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef. Hey, welcome to After Hours here on Barbecue Nation. I'm JT, along with Lene Oxley-Loop, and we'd like to thank the folks at Painted Hills Natural Beef for stepping up and helping us with this show, as they always do. So, I know one of the favorite things on the show previously, because you've been on four or five times now.
Yeah, so I love being here.
Yeah, so, and we kind of went away from the lightning round because we had to make some schedule changes. But I think I'm going to bring it back for not every guest, but for special guests, which you are, in the after hours, because we'll just see how this works, okay? And one of the questions was, have you smoked a whole camel yet? Yeah. And if you're just tuning into the after hours, I'm not talking about cigarettes, but, and she hasn't, and neither have I, but we will do that. What's your favorite hobby away from food?
Traveling. I love traveling. Yeah. When I can fit it into my schedule and travel. Travel to me is meeting people and getting inspiration so that I can return to food and I can return to my art form. And it just recharges my battery. So I love traveling.
Cool. All the TV stuff you've done, and you've done a lot. What have you learned from it?
That's a good question. I've learned to have fun and relax. I've learned a little bit more about how I react under pressure.
Right.
And when the timer's ticking and what I'm capable of, which is immense. And I've learned to not, the most important thing is I've learned to sort of just have more confidence in what I can do and my abilities.
Right. I think that helps because I've been doing TV, you know, for almost 20 years.
Yeah.
And at first you're kind of in awe of it and you should always respect it because if you respect what you're doing, then you'll respect the audience and they'll appreciate that.
Yeah.
But it also then becomes where you kind of know some moves, you know, you learn the moves.
Yeah. And when I was on Pitmasters, when they finally, you know, they've been after me a couple times on Pitmasters, I finally agreed to go on Pitmasters. I didn't want to be on that show or any show without really having confidence in my abilities as
right.
a chef and also as a barbecue, as a pit master, whatever you want to call it, that I could showcase them. Because I don't know what they're going to show. I've, you know, the cameras are in your face. There's like three or four cameras in your face. And so there's people everywhere. I wanted to look good. And I wanted to look like I knew what I was doing and not fumbling around.
Right.
So that was, once I got to that level, you know, so I was a nervous wreck when they said go and I had time. But once Chopped came around, I was just okay. I was comfortable, and because I'd known what it was like to have a producer, I'd known what it was like to have cameras in your face, and then a time frame in which to do what you needed to do.
Right.
And then fast forward to Barbecue Brawl. I mean, that was like I just came in there and it was just fun. I mean, it wasn't even a pressure at that point. It was just fun.
What's the dumbest thing you have ever done with a grill or a barbecue or a smoke? I just reference everything as a grill, because by the time you delineate all the different types of cookers
sure.
we have now.
Sure. You know? Yeah. So the dumbest thing I've ever done was I had a barbecue pit years ago that weighed about 500 pounds and it was on a set of wheels and I was rolling it in and out of my trailer by myself. And that was the dumbest thing I ever did was do it by myself because I went up a ramp and the thing fell on top of me.
Uh-oh.
And it landed on my leg and I thought it would snap my leg in half and it didn't, but I got pretty injured by it. So not asking for help and waiting till somebody showed up to help me was probably the dumbest thing I've ever done. That's the first thing that pops into my mind. So
do you remember the first thing you ever cooked on television?
The first thing I ever cooked on television was on Barbecue Pitmaster. So what was it? Brisket? I don't know. I cooked duck. I cooked fish. I cooked chicken. I cooked ribs. I mean, I've cooked a lot of things, but
Mine was ribs.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was.
Mine was ribs, and it was in September 2000.
I want to say I cooked, I think it was brisket. One of the things I cooked initially was brisket, I think.
Mine was live. I'm wrong, but I don't know. That's the difference, because I like doing live television.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if we had an audience and I can feed off the audience. Sure. I love that. Yeah, I just love to get that feedback there. Well, what's the last book you read?
Actually, I just finished. I read a lot of cookbooks. So I just finished the Aaron Franklin's book.
Oh, the steak book?
The steak book. Yeah, that's an awesome book. Yeah. Wonderful recipes in there. Great photos.
Yep.
And then I just have Tuffy Stone's book. Just got it. I ordered it and just arrived. So I haven't cracked that open yet. So I'm really excited to get into that one.
Maybe you should read a golf book or something.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I don't get far outside of food. I need to. I need to.
I think that's
expand my horizons.
Yeah. I think that's one of the things that's actually kept me, well, in my mind, mentally stable over the years.
Sure.
Some people would disagree with that, but that I've, that I've been able to walk away and go do, you know, it was either the horses or golf or something like that. Because, you know, for me, and there was times when I was doing this stuff, the radio stuff, virtually 20 hours a day for weeks on end.
Yeah.
You know, my wife finally said, listen, you know, I got to do this. What's your favorite thing about riding on airplanes? And if you say nothing, I would accept that answer.
My favorite thing about riding on airplanes is the fact that I'm getting to a destination that I really want to go to. That's my favorite thing. As far as the actual being on the airplane, I put my headphones on, I close my eyes, and I just sort of, you know, I zone out. I have my little meditation music sometimes that I read, that I listen to, and that's pretty much it. I play games on my phone or whatever, but pass the time. But I don't really have a favorite thing about it other than the destination. So the journey part of flying is not a big thing for me. I've flown my whole life ever since I was 6 years old. But the destination is
right.
What
to me it's just a means to an end.
Used
to be fun to fly.
Yeah, it's just an aluminum tube that flies in the air magically and it gets there you from A to B.
If we put your skills to music, what music would it be?
Right now I'm listening to a lot of Dave Matthews Band, so I'm thinking probably Dave Matthews Band. I've also listened to a lot of Porcupine Tree. So I like really good musicianship, and I love good drums, and I love good singing. And so to me, that is when I'm cooking, I love to listen to different kinds of music. I've listened to a lot of Steely Dan.
Yep.
So that kind of stuff. I know they're all over the place genre-wise, but
doesn't matter.
But they're very inspirational to me.
What's the worst thing about owning your own catering company? I don't mean that shouldn't come off as a real negative connotation. It's just something you have to deal with it. You preferably wouldn't like to do.
Yeah. I mean, I think regardless of the fact that it's catering, I think it's just business in general. You're kind of responsible for all the bills. And if something goes wrong, you're responsible for it. You can't just walk away from it. And okay, the owner will take care of that and it'll be fixed by tomorrow when I come back into work. I think to a certain extent, it's just all those business ownership responsibilities, I think. So, but are they bad? Right now, I haven't really had any negative issues. I haven't had any big surprises. I keep a good ship working and driving forward. So,
all the people you worked with on television, who's your favorite?
Wow, that's a good question. Working with Michael was amazing. Michael Simon was amazing. Mm-hmm. I didn't work directly with Bobby Flay, but people ask me all the time what he's like. Just a cool guy. But my favorite probably, probably Michael Simon, because it was kind of cool to work with him a little bit directly. Because largely I've been by myself.
Yeah.
On Pitmasters, I had partners and I had people that I worked with, you know, the team members. One of them was my friend Corey and the other one was Steve. And both of those guys were phenomenal. I mean, they were just great backup help.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. Yep. Cool. Captain and Tennille or the Allman Brothers?
I love the Allman Brothers. Oh, yes. In fact, it's really funny you said that. I was listening to Allman Brothers yesterday in my car. Every once in a while, I go through and different bands that I haven't listened to in a long time, and I love the Allman Brothers. It's a great band.
There you go. Ford or Chevy?
Oh, good Lord. I'm not bow tie, so I have to go with Ford.
Okay.
I'm not into the bow tie. Sorry. Sorry.
That's all right.
Never, you know what's funny? Never been a Chevy girl. I've never really been into people love it. People love their different stuff. I own a Toyota Tundra. It's just a great little truck. It's beat to hell, but I love it and it runs.
Yep.
But as far as the, yeah, I think Ford probably. I think they both have their pitfalls.
Ford. I got a Ford Escape.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
I went from 250 power strokes to an escape.
Wow, that's,
I don't have all that stuff I got to haul anymore.
Think of all the money you save on gas.
Oh, Lord. You know, and when you start that thing up, you'd wake up half the county. Then one time a guy pulls up next to me, a friend of mine lives in Idaho, and he had a Dodge, whatever the Dodge version of that power stroke was at the time. And his was so quiet compared to my truck, and I was like, I hate you, it, you know. But anyway, yeah, that's when you were doing competition, does something you did, good or bad, ever stick out in your mind that you just reach back and go, I remember that day, ha ha ha?
In competition, I guess it depends on when in the competition my competition time was. In the beginning, you don't really know a whole lot.
Right.
For me, it was really not about taking a bunch of classes. It was about trial by fire, just kind of experimenting and figure things out myself. So, you know, I think to an extent, and then towards the end of it, I really kind of had the program dialed in and was just week in, week out, I was doing the same kind of program, not changing stuff.
Sure.
I think probably something that sticks out, though, is playing too much with using different woods and different radical seasonings, I think, and not sort of staying consistent with what I was doing. But I also think that comes with just trying to figure out what works and what doesn't. Because at the end of the day, with competition barbecue, it's really about figuring out what the judges want. Sometimes you get the same judges. Sometimes you get a whole pile of new judges each weekend. So you have no idea what they want. They want sweet, hot. They want sweet. They want more hot. They want more savory. It's just maniacal to try to overthink it. So, but if you're doing consistently week to week to week to week to week, then at least you have a baseline from which you can actually change things if you need to. So.
Okay. Last question. What's your favorite movie of all time? Why?
My favorite movie of all time, probably, as we were talking about this last night, it's not Fast Times at Ridgemont High, which, you know, and I'm dating myself here.
Yeah.
My first is Bad Santa. I absolutely love Bad Santa. I'm a big fan of Billy Bob Thornton. He is a badass. I love his just his demeanor in that movie. It's
right.
Hilarious. I mean, I was just cracking up nonstop in that film. And so I can't wait to see it again. It's kind of a holiday tradition to see that movie. So that's my favorite movie currently that I can think of.
There you go. I've got a few. Not that anybody cares about that, but
I do.
I've got a few. One of my favorite movies of all time is Casablanca.
Oh, okay. So,
but those guys were, I mean, Bogart was dead before I was born,
you know,
type thing. But love that movie.
Well, it depends on the genre. I mean, I watched, you know, Jason and the Argonauts, like the first one.
Well, yeah.
You know, super old school with like the clay animation. Like,
yeah.
You know, it took like probably years to make that thing, and they didn't have like the CGI that they have now. I love the first Star Wars. I love, you know, there are a lot of those, but probably my favorite, that's a hard thing.
Well, I watched all the John Wayne movies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had to watch John Wayne movies because
I love Pulp Fiction. I mean, that's just so odd. And like and I love Kill Bill and that sort of genre of film, that kind of old school spaghetti western-y type stuff. And it just really oddball kind of sense of humor, very dark. And, you know, it's hard to. For me, it's always hard to pick the best, my favorite, thing. It's because there's certain elements that I love of each of those films.
There's a film that came out a couple of years ago. It's called The Hitman's Bodyguard.
Okay.
With Ryan Reynolds and Sam Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And no, it's probably not best for the kids to watch.
Yeah.
But it is funny.
Yeah.
A lot of adult humor in it.
Mm-hmm.
I happen to love Sam Jackson.
Sure.
Because he's always I even love him in the Capital One commercials that he does on TV. Anyway, Lene, thanks for being with us, sweetheart, and we'll have you back real soon. Okay?
JT, you're the bestest. Thank you so much.
And you have a good holiday season.
Yeah, you too.
That's coming up.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. You got anything that you're doing? Any you know, hams, turkeys? You do?
Oh yeah.
Okay, you do
doing the turkey and a small ham on Turkey Day.
Yes.
I always smoke a couple extra great big legs.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And I'm a little known fact. I'm a gizzard guy, a giblet guy. So we've got one store that we're close to. Where I live that has mega packages of turkey giblets.
Yeah.
Not chicken, but turkey. Mm-hmm. So I'll buy two or three extra of those. And because I'm a hog, I admit it. So I'll cook one of those. And that's just for me to eat over a period of about 4 or 5 days.
Those are wonderful. Oh, yeah, they're good.
Oh, you love them.
Yeah, they're awesome. I grew up on that, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
My family didn't. They didn't waste anything. So no, I grew up on all the parts of the animals.
An extra Lipitor or something. I don't care.
Exactly.
But you know, so I do that. And then at Christmas, we usually do a Christmas Eve, we usually do like a seafood chowder, a Caesar salad, and maybe a small ham with some sides.
Sure.
Like that. And then Christmas Day is really when I do like a prime rib and twice baked and all that stuff.
Oh, nice. Beat prime rib. Oh, man,
yeah, and I do it later in the day so we can have our own little family time in the morning.
Yeah.
Because when my wife and I first got married, we were doing the running thing, mm-hmm. Boom, run here, got to be at Uncle Bob's here.
You can't enjoy the day off.
Yeah.
I mean, it's for a lot of people, they're working 9 to 5 every week, whatever, and it's a day off. It's nice. And then if you've got to get up early in the morning and then be at one person's family's dinner,
you gotta be there at 8 and then you gotta be another one at 11.
I grew up doing that. We used to run all over the place and it sucked. But for Thanksgiving this year, I'm actually doing the same thing I did last year, and that is we volunteer. We do a lot of volunteering stuff. One of the things that I do with the Sugar's Barbecue is I like to give back to the community. Big fan of that. So we're gonna volunteer. We get a group of, oh, I don't know, 24 of us or 18 of us or whatever, and we cook for about 300 people. The whole turkey dinner,
right?
Everything
right,
start
right.
to finish. And it's a lot of fun and I have a good time with it. And then after we're done, we go for Chinese food, which is something
I love to do that.
So,
love that.
Anyway,
love that.
That's
all
what
right.
we do.
We got to get out of here.
Thanks JT.
Yep. You're welcome. It's always a pleasure to have you. We'll be back next week with another After Hours and enjoy the weekend, everybody. Take care.